Should phones prevent you from being able to use them while driving? Now you can take the poll up on our Twitter page. Follow us at PetchNamie or 424-1234. Be part of the show. There's a class action lawsuit demanding Apple add a lockout feature to their iPhone.
Okay.
They said that they have had this technology, the capability to do this since 2008, but that they don't want to do it because people want to be able to use their phones while driving, and they don't want to lose the money out, you know, lose out on money to other phones. So the reason for the lawsuit, this class action lawsuit, in California alone, they said this in this lawsuit, the iPhone is responsible for 52,000 automobile accidents each year and an average of 312 deaths each year.
The one thing that with this lockout, just because people use it, and we both do it. Like you use your phone for the GPS part on there for your maps. Like if you would that lock your phone out totally from that? I wonder because it's okay. And I think there should be something definitely out there that I think that this should be allowed to go through, and you should be able to stop people from doing that because people are texting and everything else.
But it's not the phone's fault. The iPhone is not responsible for accidents. People are responsible for accidents.
But if the technology's there, I don't know. I think there's so many you see it so much. And listen, I'm guilty of texting and stuff like it. And I try really hard not to do it, like, because I know the ramifications. But you see so many people, like, you know, you drive past, and they're there, and they're holding their phones in their hands, and they're looking at stuff. And, you know, I've seen people sitting there, and you know what they're looking at. They're looking at their social media while they're driving. We see people taking videos while they're driving and stuff and that. So for that and that alone, I think it's a good idea.
Sure. I'm extremely guilty of using my phone. If you follow me on Snapchat, AmyMCR, you know that. I Snapchat a lot while I drive. Usually it's just music, you know, the music I'm listening to. Not that it makes any difference, but I use my phone while I drive. I use it. I get texts and I check. And I, like you said, I'm guilty of it. And I have to really try to rein myself in and focus in, especially when I'm the only one on the road. When it's if there's traffic, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's these long stretches of road.
Boredom kicks in.
Yes. Where I'm like, cool, I'm going to be on Route 1 for 42 miles and it's nobody but me.
You know.
And now I can't speed because I keep getting pulled over. So what am I going to do going 50 on this road? I'm going to play on my phone. It doesn't make it right, but we need to stop holding things responsible for what people do. This is no different than if you said, you know, and I don't have statistics in front of me, you know, drunk drivers kill so many people a year. You're not banning alcohol. People are still drinking and driving. It's illegal, sure. It's illegal to be on your phone. If you get caught, you will get a ticket for it. But to make it so that it's the lockout feature, first of all, something's going to happen where somebody's in an accident and they can't call 911.
Well, that's what I think. I think with that technology, I'm on board with it, but I think you just, it locks you out, but you should only be able to have access to 911.
You need to learn self-control, and you need to learn to hold yourself responsible. And when you do mess up, which things happen, and I'm, again, not condoning it, but you need to be held accountable. It's your fault. It's not the iPhone's fault that you were texting and driving or Snapchatting and driving. It's your fault. So you can weigh in. Should phones prevent you from being able to use them while driving? Again, you can take the poll up on our Twitter page if you follow us. You can follow us at PetchNamie or 424-1234 to be part of the show.